Okay, let's go over some podcast ideas in 2020 and see what is the deal. First, let me talk about why I'm making this video. I'm making this video because I have a lot to talk about all the time, and I don't really have good places to always to talk about it. So I really like helping people. I made a podcast on Anchor, and I just like testing and experimenting with things. So I did the Anchor thing, and it's actually pretty crazy because it has like 600 listens, and I put no effort into it so far because I just like trying things and testing things and seeing what happens. And so what that means is there's a $15 CPM on the ad that they give you basically to start out with. And I already made like $3. And to me, that's insane. That's a lot to just make for doing something I love, which is talking. So I'm going to go over some ideas for podcasting for myself and share it on here just to document and, I can have something to look back on in the future to see my progress. So the first thing I want to look at is that the ratio of podcasts to blogs and YouTube channels and stuff. So apparently, according to this Buzzsprout article, who's run by Neil Patel, which is interesting. I just pay attention to little details like that. Sorry. There are just under 1 million podcast episodes, which is insane because I thought there was way more than that. And this is from August 28th, 2020. And it says for perspective, there are currently over 500 million blogs and 31 million YouTube channels. And I don't know how my audio is because I don't know. Oh, I can mute it. Actually, I'll just test it right here. On this. No, he's not. Let me see. But basically, I love being in front of the camera. And definitely trying to get better at it. Definitely trying to get better at it. Oh, my audio is not good. I need to clear my voice and talk better. There we go. That's better. Okay, so let's see. Here's a chart right here about the podcast top ideas. And the first one there with the biggest audience, this is from Apple Podcasts, apparently. The data is from Apple Podcasts. The top one is comedy, so that's interesting. And then the second to that is news and politics tied with society and culture. I kind of want to do something about like tech and architecture and design because that's what I love, and I think people make architecture and design way too like esoteric and make it seem so complicated, but what I believe is we're all designers, and we all. Where's this microphone? Where's the microphone on this MacBook? Let me see. Can I go to a different tab? Sorry for the clicking. Sorry for the clicking from the keyboard. Sorry about that. Oh, it's on the left side, right in front of the headphone jack. There it is. There's two. Okay, cool. I'm back. So basically, I want to make more videos and have a better consistency of being on this on YouTube and whatever. Just Yeah, I want to do more. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. It started out good, but then it just fell off. Okay, so podcasting in 2020 though. Right now I'm making this video to help myself with ideas for podcasting, and it's not going so great because I can't find any. But let's see. So make it niche. Yeah. I mean, basically my idea is to make it about me, like my ideas and stuff. Because that's cool, but I don't know. I kind of just want to just talk when I do it. Let's see. I just kind of want to just talk and go over ideas, but then the thing happens where I forget whatever I was gonna talk about when I open up the podcast recording device. So yeah, I'm so good at talking though. Like I can talk for hours about everything. And I just need topics. But then when I start talking about certain topics, I feel like, what am I saying? I don't know what I'm talking about. So sailing. Oh, hey, here's something funny. The outdoors sailing. Those are two different ideas. Interesting. Okay, sailing. Welding, metalworking or woodworking, animals, crafting, house flipping, podcasting. Huh. Oh, okay. Well, I guess that's pretty cool. I can just podcast about podcasting, but I also want to have a tech like portion of it where I talk about tech. I don't really have any tech to talk about right now, though, except I did. I have like 50 problems right now with my tech that I'm going over. That's why it's easy to talk about the cutting edge tech, I guess. So let's just browse. Okay, so there's a limit to iPad tabs on Safari. You can only have 500. And I use Safari on the iPad and the iPhone because Google Chrome is just if I did that, I would have 1,000 tabs open. Oh man, I had so many good tabs open in one day. Just they all disappeared on Google Chrome. RIP. Let's see. Tech news. That's a good idea. That's a good starting point. Tech news. No, I don't want CNET. I don't like CNET. Let's see. What? Okay. Oh, hey. Okay, so at 3 p.m. Eastern today, the PS5 and Xbox Series X will be on Walmart. Oh, okay. Best Kindle deals. Let's see. Oh, I know what to do. Oh, hey. There's me. That's funny. Oh, okay. So I'll just talk about my like YouTube interests. That's the best thing to talk about. Let me write that down. Talk about YouTube interests. That's the best thing to start with because I spend a lot of time on YouTube. Much dank. DJ Khaled is broke. That's funny. Okay, let's see. So I'm going to just go over my history and talk about the cool things in the videos that I have. It's going to be like a news show, but for what I find on YouTube. News show. That's perfect. I love it. Okay, so Mar.io, machine learning for video games. I love this video by Seth Bling talking about machine learning in Mario. It's really cool. That's such a good video. It's from 5 years ago. And then I watched a bunch more of his content, and it was really cool. It's like Minecraft custom stuff on Minecraft, and I like that a lot. So that's a really cool video to watch. Machine learning for video games. That's the name of the video. Okay. Then later clips from Lou, from Unbox Therapy. How much does it cost to become Apple's biggest super fan? That's a funny question. That's very interesting. So I didn't really watch that whole video. And then from LMG clips, look out, Apple is coming. Look out, Intel, Apple is coming. Actually, let me check my. Okay, I got a lot of cool stuff. I didn't watch that video yet. Stop sending photos on Apple Mess iMessage. Okay, so that's where apparently iMessage doesn't secure your location data when you send it in a specific way through messages, and then the potential is that that goes on to the next person who has that photo, and if they send it some other place, that location data stays there, so it could potentially get into the wrong hands. And I had something else to say on that, but I forgot what it was, so I'm gonna go to the next thing. Or actually, I'm gonna stay on that. So yeah, stop sending photos on Apple iMessage. That's interesting, because okay, yeah, on to the next thing. I'm gonna skip those because they're kind of boring. It's the fireplace Christmas videos, like live streams. The fire They're not just Christmas. The fireplace live streams that are all year. Actually, I put it on the TV yesterday while it was snowing, and it felt warmer. The room felt warmer. So I actually like these fireplace live streams now. I didn't used to, but now I do. So the iPhone 12 mini not looking good. Yeah, that's just. He was talking about how the sales for the iPhone 12 mini are much smaller in comparison to the others. And I guess that makes a lot of sense. Hopefully, I'm going to get the 12 mini because I want the smaller phone. Let's see. Let's see. I watch a lot of cool YouTube videos, so I have a lot to talk about with people who are actually interested in YouTube stuff. So, spying on the scammers, Jim Browning. That's an interesting video right there. Part one of four. Literally hacking into their computers while they're trying to hack into his. And I think, okay, so there's something called Cali Offensive Cybersecurity. And I'm gonna dive deeper into that. I don't know what that is. Writing that in my notes for the podcast. Yeah, that's interesting. I want more viewers. I want at least one more viewer of this podcast right now. Apparently there's one more person. That was a really stupid video. He just folded his MacBook Air backwards and it broke during class. Kids are stupid these days. So yeah, the Cali Offensive cybersecurity thing. Interesting. Linux-based, like I guess it just this way of hacking into people who are able to like touch your computer, you can like reverse hack them. It seems not that hard. Just probably looks really hard, and it probably is really hard too, but actually kind of simple. So the thing that I realized last night is when I was watching these scam bait videos where they reverse hack into people who are trying to scam them into the money and stuff. It's like the equivalent of back in the day when people had their houses broken into and the police didn't really do anything about it. And nowadays we have the modern equivalent of that, where people are calling and making tech support scams and, like, you know, making people call them, and then they trick them into doing TeamViewer, and then they hack onto their computer and they say, "Oh, I fixed something for you. That will be $600, please." So that's like the modern equivalent of old school, like, robberies and stuff. And the government has done nothing about that. And that's kind of sad, because people are losing lots of money on these scams across the board. And just like the government's latency in making secure online spaces for people, not making the people, but making them secure and safe for people, is just like so awful, because people are just getting just terrorized online by these people who can scam and stuff. And it's such a simple, like, thing to solve. People literally made YouTube videos of them doing it, like reversing it on those people. And yes, Melly, it's warm in the house. One second. Put on the sweatpants again. Okay, so yeah, I just want to update one. Okay, on the Anchor podcast thing, I literally made $2 just without trying. Like, people actually are listening to my podcast. So right now I'm doing this thing where I'm trying to generate ideas for myself on what to do, what podcasts, like podcast ideas that I can do to keep doing it, because right now there's only 1 million podcast episodes compared to like 31 million YouTube channels that exist and 100 million blogs that exist. So I am like, if people are listening to it and there's not that many podcasts yet, it makes perfect sense. Like, I should keep doing it. So I found that my podcast idea is like YouTube stuff I find interesting. So I'm gonna make podcasts and live streams about stuff that, like, weekly roundup of stuff that I find interesting on YouTube. And I'm gonna keep it just as simple as that, or else I'm gonna forget. Okay, so how much money do farmers make? That's a cool video. Cole the Corn Stars. That's a great name. He's a farmer that has a YouTube video. And I also found out that I found out that, you know, the CPM right now on YouTube is like $7. So if you're a farmer, and he looks like a young kid, but he's like a farmer, and you have a farm and you also film videos about it, like, that's super interesting. And you also get $7 for every 1,000 viewers, or somewhere between $2 and $7. And no. And okay, so NASA has a live stream right now, so if you should, like, you should definitely check that NASA live stream out. Saturn and Jupiter's great conjunction. So I'm gonna put that up. 3 p.m. Okay, it's starting at 3 p.m. So that's 1 minute from now. I'm just gonna leave that up, and then when that starts, I think I'm gonna end the live stream. Potentially, but before I do that, sorry, that was probably really loud. B1M, I love that YouTube channel. Okay, wait, going back 1 second. Kid spends $16,000 on an iPad app. So apparently it was the Sonic iPad app like game thing, and he spent $16,000 over time on that app, just like alone playing it. And that's awful. Like the developer should not ha like there should be a limit, a cap to how much you can spend without like approving more spending, because that just sucks. Let's see. I was going to talk about like Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, I think. Yeah, like mining and stuff and cryptocurrency. I don't know. I don't know what I was going to talk about that. But yeah, so oh, so I was also watching the guy, the Strad Man. That's a crazy story. He was like broke, living in his car. His parents were still supporting him, kind of like he wasn't awful, like terribly bad off, but then he literally within like 5 years went from making no money sleeping in his car because he was hard-headed to owning a Bugatti. Like that's inspiring. It's just crazy what's possible these days. So I just want to talk about that. Oh my God. There's an eye, a close-up of an eyeball like that.
Welcome to another virtual episode of NASA Science Live. I'm your host, Tahira Allen, and today we are thrilled to talk about a real once-in-a-lifetime event. As you might have heard, November 21st, the two largest planets in our solar system, Saturn and Jupiter, will appear in the night sky as if they are nearly touching. And yes, you will be able to see this with the naked eye, no telescope needed. This rare astronomical event, known as the Great Conjunction, only appears every 20 years. However, the last time it has been seen this close was in 1623. So get excited, because today we are talking all about the Great Conjunction, from the science behind the event to where you'll be able to see it in the night sky. Throughout the show, we'll also be sharing photos that people have taken from around the world of Saturn and Jupiter coming together for the same time. Let's get started. I am joined today by Dr. Henry Throop, astronomer at NASA headquarters. Henry, thank you so much for being with us today. I've been
Keep
seeing
those
so
trimmed.
much buzz about the Great Conjunction of Saturn and Jupiter online. And can you
From that, you have the orbits of each of the individual planets. You have Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, and then in this case, Jupiter and Saturn. Now you can imagine these things. Each of the planets is running on its own circle. Essentially, it's like runners on a track. So we have the Earth and the Sun in the center, and we are looking outward at the rest of the solar system. We're able to see even the rest of the planets outside of us, especially Jupiter and Saturn. And every 20 years,
Sorry for the tapping, the key strokes.
It's orbit around the sun every 12 years. Saturn, the next planet out, has further to go. It's moving slower. It's tugged around less strongly by the forces of the sun's gravity. And so Saturn is quite a bit slower. Saturn takes 30 years to go around the sun.
I just updated the description to say my interest in what I watch on YouTube, because that's really all it's about. And I love talking about stuff that I watch on YouTube and sharing cool videos with people. That's really it. Like, people who know me know that I just share a bunch of stuff that I find because I really love doing that. And this is a good way for me to like help people, more people, because I really feel like I'm helping people like find stuff that's interesting to them. My mind is going like 50 different ways right now. Okay, so the way I use YouTube is like, does anyone else do this where you like click on a video to watch a few seconds of it? So that way it's in your watch history and you can go back and watch it and start watching it again. Yeah, I do that. Okay. Here's something to talk about. MKBHD. Wow, that's crazy what he's able to like, what he accomplished. Like that office that they have, that's just so incredibly amazing and beautiful and just really cool. Like that's awesome. That's so cool. I always dream of having an office like that or a warehouse or a big space like that. Linus Tech Tips, they have their warehouse like that too. And that's like dreams. That's what I want to do. I want to just have a big space like that. And yeah, this is like just creating a legacy and stack on, because hopefully YouTube is around forever. Archived videos could or couldn't be, who knows. Hold on one second. This is the Camelback Shoot Mag water bottle. It's not the greatest. It like loses temperature and it leaks a little bit too. Like, I don't know how. Okay, that's good. It's not leaking right now. So that's really good. Don't know. Yeah. I'll make a video on that, I guess, too. Yeah. How should I do that? Should I do that within this video? How do I edit this video? How do I download this video and like edit it? Screen recording? What should I do? I guess I could screen record the video. How do you download your own videos off of YouTube? This live stream is pretty cool though. So Saturn, Jupiter, and they have a bunch of like old pictures from books. That's on the NASA channel. Okay. Let's go. The Switch Up channel. They do like the deals of the week on Nintendo Switch eShop, which is pretty cool. I like that. There's a lot of free stuff. The Tourist, that is the reason I wanted to get the Switch. Like that's an amazing game. It's just so fun to play and so relaxing. I forgot I have it. I'm gonna go back and play that. Okay. Dark Footage, that's a really cool channel. I didn't watch this video yet, but the famous LSD cat experiment. I love that channel. Really crazy stuff. They talk about really crazy stuff. What happened to Blue Origin? There's this funny channel, Angry Astronaut. That channel is just funny. I don't know what to say. Full streaming setup on Sheep from LTT. That's basically what I'm doing right now. Should I stream on Twitch? No, I think YouTube. I trust YouTube better. That actually works. Star Wars channels. These channels that talk about Star Wars like in depth and like the universe and like how the universe works and like the facts of the universe. That's just really interesting to me. I like that a lot. Cryptocurrency and stuff is another thing I've been looking into on here. And it's funny because I bought a little bit, like $10, $15, $50 in cryptocurrency in 2018, like the last time it was up really high. And then I sold it and lost a lot, like lost all of it because it was such a small amount that it was negligible. But I did end up making $50, which was pretty cool. I guess overall I net lost money. But I have a new philosophy on cryptocurrency where my philosophy is like own one of each coin. Like what I want to do is like own one of each coin because it's making a bet on that coin. Like crypto is it going to be worth a lot more in the future? And if it is, then it's a good idea to own at least one of each that you could own right now, and that's my goal, and see like where that takes me. So that should be pretty cool. It's already a fun experiment. This video stopped. Oh no, it didn't. I hate when my face kind of like fades out like that. It makes it hard to talk. Sorry for the. Okay, what's a good microphone? What's a good mic? I'm gonna buy it on Amazon. See, what's the cheapest microphone on Amazon? USB. I like this one. That one looks pretty good. It's $35 though. I just bought it. I just bought the microphone. It was $35. I used credit. Well, I love talking. I love this. I love sharing and talking and just ideas and all of that. So having a better audio quality will be really good. Let's see how my audio is now.
Really good. Let's see how my audio
is. Oh, I sound pretty good.
Really good.
Bad.
Let's see how my audio is.
Oh, I sound pretty good. Sorry. Okay, so I'll talk about the place and stuff that I'm at. Okay, so I'm at my home where I grew up in Maryland, and I live here. It's not the best, but it's funny because, like, when I was growing up, I was like, this place is so boring, but not in the normal sense of boring. I'm like, it's boring because all the cool stuff I want to be a part of is not happening here. It's happening across the world in, like, California and, like, city centers. So I always wanted to be part of the cities. But now, like, the cool stuff is not happening in the cities because it's happening everywhere because it's online. So it's just an interesting dynamic. But yeah, here where I grew up, like, down there, there's the woods and there's this treehouse. And we used to go to the treehouse all the time. And it was, like, 5 stories tall, like, literally five levels. And the tallest level was, like, super sketch. But, like, you could get up to it if you just climbed. And there's a ladder and everything. Now it's really just kind of destroyed, and just over the years it just, like, from snow and rain and stuff, it just disintegrated. But it's still, like, one of my favorite things growing up. And then over there's like this farmhouse that is abandoned and just has this grain silo. And then over there even more, there was Henryton Hospital, which was so cool. It was this gigantic 1901 tuberculosis hospital, abandoned and just graffiti everywhere. It looked so sick. And they burned it down. Like, the fire department came and just destroyed it. But it was so cool. So much beautiful graffiti. But the hallways were insane. Like, just really long corridors, really tall ceilings and doorways. And just, like, 50 rooms on each side, or maybe it was 25 or something, but it was like an L or a U shape actually, and had a big yard and lots of auxiliary buildings. I didn't explore the whole thing ever, but I wish I did. And then there was, like, this big pool, deep pool, and it was right by the railroad tracks and right by Sykesville. It's insane. It's really insane. And then over there's Springfield Hospital, which was, like, designed by the husband of Napoleon Bonaparte's daughter. And so that's pretty cool if true. Crazy if true. This pen I got from Form Labs, like for free sample from their website. Really cool that they sent this, and it's a really good pen. Only thing is, it doesn't attach at the top. Yeah, wish it did, but it doesn't. Okay, so yeah, overall. So, okay, my YouTube strategy is to just like upload a lot, because right now I'm uploading negative amounts, like not a lot, and I need to upload a lot, because something might hit and then blow up. And I really love doing this, like this is what I love to do, just to share and talk and stuff. So, oh God, I did just buy that microphone. Oh my God, that's gonna help me like hop on and stuff. Yeah, so I might say something. I probably won't say something, but over time, like the views add up. So like the way you gotta think of it is right now, there's nothing. Tomorrow there will be a little bit more, like just fractionally a little bit more. And then the next day it'll be a little bit more. And then the day after that, it'll be a little bit more, but like in a few months, it'll be a lot more. Where do I just, okay, Google, where is the news like for tech? No. News, not news scientists. Okay, actually, that's another thing I love is like journalism media outlets. Very fascinating to me. Is that, oh, that's this computer running kind of hot. Do I want to share this on Facebook? No, I don't. Okay. I want just to like have the news for the tech. And another thing, I'm not rushing myself. Also, Apple, please make 4 terabytes of storage available. I would happily pay the $19. I need it. Like my phones do not function. I cannot update my phone because it's, which I shouldn't say on the internet, but yeah, that's a security risk. Can't update my phone because there's nowhere to back it up. And I'm also don't want all my photos to just disappear and blah, 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 blah. So if I type in news, no autocorrect. Where do I find like tech? There is no tech news. Huh, that's funny. Huckberry. Oh, I want this. I want this. This right here. Stand up Patagonia duffel. Like, that's perfect. I have the North Face duffel bag, but it doesn't stand up. And this one stands up on its own. That is my next investment. It is a little pricey. But yeah, this is basically just for me to talk about whatever I want to talk about. And I'm so stoked. And it feels so good to say that and like not have to write it down, because theoretically this should be on YouTube forever for everyone to see always. So that makes me really happy, like to say that and to know that I don't have to write it down. I don't have to remember it. It's there, documented, not created. It's just documented right there. And this camera quality is not bad, not bad at all. Okay, I'm just also gonna, like, I love diving into different organizations, like news companies and stuff, and just going down through the ranks of like underlying, overlying stuff, whatever I'm saying right now. I just love it. I love the look of like news front page of the website type things, and just scanning it and seeing, whoa, physics might create a backdoor to an afterlife, but don't bank on it. This is from New Scientist. What on earth? Oh, also, how do you extract an audio file from YouTube video? Go to Anchor. Okay. Okay, cool. Okay, so this is cool. Let's see. Physics might create it. How do I better? I can do something better right there, and that is this. And then go to like, go to my Evernote. Let's say 17th. And I call this a VOD. Okay, let's paste. Okay, good. Evernote on iPad. Kind of frustrating, but it works pretty okay. I mean, I'm really getting used to this iPad and like the gestures or like the multitasking. I kind of like it. It's pretty fun. Okay, I don't want to go over this. So let's look at this. Okay. Quantum information can never be destroyed, so some of the essence of you, some of the essence of you could live on after death, but it's not going to help the physical you. Interesting. I don't like looking at that picture. Why is it there? Okay. Can't continue reading because I don't have access, but that's okay. Okay. Here's another thing from the beginning of this year. Over 31 billion transactions have been processed across 24 crypto networks in the past decade. That's really interesting. Gonna keep up on that. So this is like my YouTube news show. That works pretty good. I gotta stop writing stuff down. Okay, that's interesting. Copy that. Paste it right here. Cool. Okay, cool. News. Let's look for more. No. News. Let's see what's on Google News right now. Second stimulus checks. I really would definitely love that $600 or $1,200, whatever it may be. That would be pretty cool. Probably just blow it right away, but you know. Technology. 3 million users installed 28 malicious Chrome or Edge extensions. Yeah, that's not cool. Chrome, what are you doing? Google Chrome, stop allowing people to have malicious extensions on just like easily accessible. That's not cool at all. Why is it so easy to install malicious things? And then people get mad at Apple for like not playing nice with certain developers and not letting them access like their health kit and stuff for like the Woohoo like health monitor thing or Fitbit. But there's a reason that Apple doesn't do that. It's because it, just stuff is super sketchy and not cool, and like you shouldn't use that stuff. And I'm happy that Apple doesn't allow some stuff like that. And like potentially like the reason they don't want you using setting a third party app as like your default for browsers on iOS 14 or before at all for that matter is because like they could just make an app that does browse the web and then really does a lot of other things. But anyway, that's, I'm not explaining that right. But yeah, 3 million devices infected by malware-laced Chrome and Edge add-ons. I was at the UPS store the other day, and I logged on and typed in my password and everything, and I was like, oh shit, like, that's not cool. Because I realized that at the top it said, like, email access something, and it wasn't Google Chrome's default, like, just Google homepage, and that was definitely a malicious extension that someone added on. So I told the guy, I was like, this isn't cool. And I went back to ship a mug that I sold on eBay bought it for 99 cents and sold it for $8. But the whole transaction was $23, which is insane. I only got $8 out of it. The guy said, oh, that's thank you for telling me. But then I went back and it was still there. And then another thing that I've had a problem with is downloading the OneTab extension, which I love the OneTab extension. It's like, it's so quick and easy. But one time I accidentally downloaded this like fake version that wasn't that at all. And it was so hard to uninstall, and like lots of malware came with it. Just insane. Renders show Samsung Galaxy A72 5G. Why do they name stuff like that? Okay, whatever. Second of all, I've been kind of thinking like to have a phone that's not in the Apple ecosystem. I've always wanted to have like both at the same time, but like it'll still work because you can just use hotspot and carry around both phones. And that's kind of what I do anyway. I carry around like one phone, but my main phone, just I can't use it because it's so full of data, like full of photos and stuff and iMessage data, and my iCloud account is full also. So it's just like, what do I do? But I have to carry it around because that's the one connected to the SIM and stuff like that. So I carry around another one. If I need to do something, I use the hotspot. I do that sometimes. But also during this time, I haven't really been outside of the house much. And sometimes when I go outside, I'm like, I don't need my phone anymore. Like I've been going on walks without my phone, which I used to be like, that's dangerous. You're going to whatever. But I don't go on like long walks without my phone. So it's all good. That was a lot of talking, and I kind of see my face does that whenever I think like I'm distracted and trying to talk, but I'm also distracted about something going on behind me. Or like, ew, do I smell? I'm like, I can't keep talking because I probably smell, and the YouTube viewers can smell, but I don't. And this candle smells amazing. Yes. It smells like strength. It's getting dark. So yeah, I've been thinking like OnePlus, like what should I do? Should I get the new iPhone potentially if I ever get enough money to buy a new iPhone? Should I get the new iPhone or should I jump to a cheaper like experience? But the thing is that the iPhone is the like peak level of what's the word I'm looking for? I forgot the word, but basically it's like the highest fidelity, or it's like the most unchanged in the cameras and stuff. It seems like the standard is the simple word I'm looking for. Like it's the standard of photography, and I'm kind of a photographer. I really love art and photography, And to me, it just makes the most sense to like have the basic level of like the one that's going to exist into the future, right? And not some photos on. But ironically, throughout my life, or throughout my like phone life, I've had to mostly like take pictures on the Snapchat camera and save them, because my phone is always filled with photos, and I'm always so reluctant, or have been, to like upload them onto the computer and figure out the data storage. Anyway, talking too much about that. Pro raw photos coming to 14.3 Apple update. Whoa. Facebook runs second full page ad criticizing Apple. Opt-in tracking will make the internet worse. That's funny. That's really funny. Huh. I feel like I should have like a screen share thing where you guys can see that, but I would need to figure out OBS a little bit better. But yeah, so. Apple versus the free internet. What? Who? Huh. Oh, it's Facebook is saying, oh, the new internet will prevent, or the new Apple opt-in software will prevent people from viewing ads. Most people, actually a lot of people right now, probably stopped viewing ads because they use like ad blocker and stuff. Wait, let me see how this whole thing runs on Brave browser. It should be faster. News. DuckDuckGo is my like homepage thing here. But I really love how quick usually Brave browser is. It's like instantaneous. Also 1.1.1.1. Look into that. 1.1.1.1. It makes your browsing so much faster and safer too. So cool. Definitely check out Cloudflare's 1.1.1.1. And I was reading this article in like the New York Times, I think, a while ago about Cloudflare. Let me see if I can bring that up. Let me see if I can find the New York Times article. Huh. Okay, I'll look for that later. News. Ooh, trends. Huh, interesting. See, okay, I could talk for the whole day. That's insane. Hopefully people watch this later. Let's see, Google News. Okay. Okay, Brave browser. Okay, funny thing about Brave browser is it used to allow you to get rewards on the iOS version for like the Brave rewards thing, but now Apple changed something and now you're not able to do that, and you can't even see your wallet, I think. So that's interesting. Or maybe you can. Where is it? Yeah, you can't see it. Oh, what just happened? So I need a keyboard. Where's my other keyboard? Let me see if I can buy an iPad keyboard. This one looks good. It's $19. This one seems pretty good. Let me just, should I buy it? I need soundproofing for this. People talking on phones just distracts me so much. Okay. I bought this keyboard. Bad idea or good idea? We'll find out. But typing while it's like this is really hard and not fun. Okay, let's see if I can find this. Okay, but anyway, Cloudflare is a really interesting thing, service, and super fascinating. Get back to where I was with this. Oh, I was on the tech. Okay, tech. No, not entertainment. Okay, Brave browser should be pretty quick, but it's not right now because I'm streaming. Okay, so anyway, 1.1.1.1. Go to your DNS and go to Cloudflare developers 1.1.1.1 at Google, and it will tell you how to set up the 1.1.1 Cloudflare thing, which is so cool because the reason it works, or the reason it makes your internet faster, is because most people like go through the Google DNS server by default, or whatever your ISP server or provider gives you by default for your DNS server. And your domain name server is, from what I understand, like a yellow book, or from, it's like a yellow pages book where you look up the like address that matches the phone number or whatever, because the phone number is the number that is in your browser behind the URL. Anyways, the important part is that if it goes through the normal way through Google's DNS, it's really bad and slow, and the way to make it faster is to use the Cloudflare one. Okay, that's what I was trying to say. Because less people use the Cloudflare one. The other reason to use the Cloudflare one is that it is so much safer and more secure for your data, and also people in like third world countries, but people in other countries with like oppressive governments sometimes shut down like Twitter and stuff, and you can get around that by using a different DNS, and that's really cool. And like Cloudflare just opened up servers in like all across the world in surprising places like Baghdad and stuff, and like that's really cool. That's so cool. So that's really awesome. So use that. Okay, so back on the today's latest technology news. I hope this is legal, what I'm doing. Whoa, what? That's insane. Okay, kind of lost my train of thought there. How is that under gadgets? Ooh, Global chip shortage. Huh. Interesting. What is this global chip shortage about? Okay, not potato chips. Cool. Two daily roundup. I like that. Okay. Okay. Where did that go? Where did that go? Gadgets. Yeah. That's not cool. Google, why do you do that? Okay. On to the next thing. But my iPad is not being friendly right now. Yeah. Google Chrome extensions, not good. Be very careful when downloading Google Chrome extensions. Google, all right, let's see. Let me see how many tabs I have open. Okay, good, I have 10. Okay. No, actually, I kind of want to help him with his ads. Okay. Why did Google's service die on Monday? Interesting, interesting. Don't want to read that right now. Epic Game Store, what? Where's the chip shortage? Hello. Can you register my click, please? Okay, maybe if I sign out. Interesting. Okay. On Brave browser, if you log in, it doesn't register through the tabs at the top. Okay. Yes, it opened a new tab. Thank you. Okay, this is from Reuters. Do I need like some special privilege to be able to talk about stuff? I can just gloss over, right? I'm not plagiarizing anything. Okay, there's a decrease in the amount of chips because 8-inch chip manufacturing plants have not invested in making those chips and have struggled to ramp up production as demanded for 5G phones, laptops, cars picked up faster than expected. Okay, interesting. So that's why there's a shortage. Devices used in COVID-19 treatment can give errors for patients with dark skin. That's super important because the medical industry is not good about people with different complexions than standard white people. And that's really scary, and that's just really bad for like creating equality across the world and across different people while we advance in technology. Okay. Let's see. Oh, why did I just get that? Oh, why did I just get that keyboard? Because it's on credit, and hopefully I can make, well, I can definitely make that money back and repay it. Sports, let's see. Formula One. I want to talk about Formula One. Obviously, what SpaceX has been doing this year has been insanely inspiring and so cool. Re-landing launch, like, rockets back on Earth, that's just incredible. Really can't get much cooler than that. Oh, also on LTT, I was watching. See, everything, there's just so much in my brain that I want to talk about that it just all comes out in different, like, just partitions. So much cool stuff to talk about in the world. No, why did I take my hat off? It was perfect. No, it's not. Should I put this on my Facebook page now or later? Let's do it now. Because no one's going to see it. But I get those views. But one thing I'm really excited about is watching LTT, Linus Tech Tips. I've understood so much more about technology that I didn't understand before, and it's just so fascinating. Something I want to look into is, like, go from the basic level of, like, how data is transferred and stuff like that. That fascinates me. I want to make a mini-scale internet service provider type thing with, like, mini fiber optics and, like, do it on such a small scale that it can fit on a desk. And, like, flash the light and stuff like that. I want to do that so bad because it all just makes sense now. Like, watching LTT videos for, like, a week straight, it makes so much more sense. All of the technology and stuff like that that we use every day, it used to seem like magic, but now it seems, like, cooler because it makes sense how it works and I can understand. And it's really a good feeling that I'm feeling right now. But, like, everything down from how like data is stored on just data is stored and everything like that, and the electrons, and it's just all so cool. And it makes a lot more sense. And it's cool to understand how that all works. And it's, like, no different from how data works in real, like, life back in the day. Like, I mean, rugs that people wove together on a loom, that's literally data. Like, you're changing data in parts of the rug by, like, putting a different color in one part. Each one is, like, a bit. It's really cool. It just makes a lot of sense. What else do I talk about? I've never streamed for an hour long. I need snacks. I need more than water. What was this? Oh, it's a pair of shorts. I got a pair of shorts from Patagonia. A little too big, but, like, I'll make it work. Let me text this to someone else too. It's a cool feeling to, like, not feel like I have to rush. Send this to my one friend. But basically, I have just a lot of like fun information and stuff. The problem is, there's no problem. Let's see if iCloud. Let's see if iCloud will let me text this to my friends. Probably won't. And I'm too lazy to get up and get my phone. Okay. Stop that processing because it's killing my processor. Why did I just buy a keyboard for $19? I'm gonna review it, that's why. I'm gonna review it. And that's gonna be great. ~15 minutes of time saved. That's so cool. And I love that you get Brave rewards by like using the Brave browser. Oh, this mouse right here, Logitech. This is my favorite mouse just because it's so like attainable, and then because of this. And like that, I love that. But now that I've watched LTT, Linus Tech Tips, I know there's a lot better mice available. Steam. That was an interesting thing. Like that, it was a crypto-based Reddit type thing. Interesting. My account is worth like $1.50 right now. I need to look into how that works. Okay. Well, that is making me sad. But yeah, now I understand like why my MacBook Air performs really bad when I tried to use it the only way I knew how to use it before, which was just overload it with hundreds of thousands of Chrome tabs and try and use SketchUp and try and use Photoshop and like just everything at once on it, and it did not like that. Wait, let me see. Anchor. I upload a podcast from the web on the computer. Okay, now I really gotta pee. That's TMI, I'm sorry. I guess I could have like recorded. Ah, okay. Yeah, go listen to my Anchor podcast. It's bijan.anchor, no, what is it? Anchor.fm/bijan, anchor.fm/bijan. I'm gonna put it in the description. I'm super stoked that I have my name, my first name on something. But yeah, the reason I started this live stream is to talk about how like crazy it is that there's only 1 million podcast episodes compared to like the billions of YouTube videos that there are now, minutes of YouTube videos. that's mind-blowing, and that's really exciting. So I'm going to literally just take this and not cut it at all and just put it onto Anchor and see what happens. Because maybe I'll listen. Yeah, I'll maybe listen to it. Yeah. Aside from the fact that I have to pee, I really don't want to stop. Tools to print. Yeah, tools to plan. 2020. Oh, cool. Message. Cool. What else do I talk about? Exercise, running. Kelly Starrett. I love Kelly Starrett's work, like the pain in the stretching and stuff. I love that. Oh, this is like the Tim Ferriss podcast. Ah, so I can just talk about anything I want and just like add advertisers in the beginning. Cool. Oh my God. So I have one viewer, so that's like a thousandth of a cent. Because it says I have one viewer, and I think that one viewer is me. Yeah. Please quiet down, fan. What processor power is being used up? Ooh. Force quit. Quit. Art books. Ah, I have so much stuff to talk about. Yeah, message send failure. At least sent to two people. Didn't send to the people that I know with Android phones, because fuck Android phones. Look at this temperature gauge while I go pee. Only for a second. I need to take a picture. Damn it, iPhone's garbage. iPhone storage full. Manage storage always. Just delete. Okay, pro tip, if you have to, deleting messages, deleting photos from iMessage doesn't delete them across devices. It only deletes them on the device that you are on. And even though it kind of breaks my heart to do that sometimes, if you gotta get a quick photo and your storage is full, that's the way to go. I'm back. I had to take a picture of the snow with the sunset golden hour stuff going on right now. Really cool. But I want to go back to like the scammers and stuff. Actually, first things first is beetles. If you see ladybugs and beetles in your house in the winter, it's because they like to huddle together and like hold together inside houses because it's warm. So don't kick them out because they want to be inside your house. But yeah, the scam baiting reverse YouTube thing, Jim Browning, like that's insane. He literally like reverse logged into the scammer's computer and like hacked into their CCTV system. That's insane. Like had access to all their servers and stuff. That's technically illegal, maybe. But, like, he only does it if they hack into his first, so they're doing something illegal. And my whole thing with that is, like, well, the government should already be ahead on that, but they're not. And they just don't understand until, like, some congressman gets all his data stolen and stuff like that. Then they'll start taking it seriously, but that will be a long time from now. And people are losing money every year to these criminal organizations. And, yeah. That's crazy. Fascinating. Just really insane. And then the other guy, Pierogi, who does it, he's really funny too. He has a lot of accents. It's kind of like this show, Burn Notice, that I really like to watch. Really cool spy show. He had all his like accents and just skills and stuff. Literally insane. It's just really cool. I wonder how big this audio file will be if I, but I really want to get this to Anchor Podcast. But I need patience. I got to talk about more stuff first. I need a snack. I'm so hungry. I'm so freaking hungry. I was going to eat an Oreo, but I'm so sick of Oreos. Oh yeah, follow me on Instagram. Actually, don't. Let's see. Nope, don't tell me I spelled it wrong. That's why. I'm gonna tag my, I'm gonna link my like photography Instagram in the description. Here we go. Okay, actually, what am I doing? Not talking about what I'm talking, thinking about. Tim Ferriss podcast. Quick analysis in my brain, because that's just, hold on. My brain didn't like that I deleted that tab. Okay, so quick analysis of the Tim Ferriss podcast. It just, I love it so much. It's so cool. So like, it just talks. Okay, I started that wrong. Okay, quick analysis of the Tim Ferriss podcast and why I love it so much is he just like, first of all, Tim is like so true to himself in a way. Like he's really true to himself and that's really cool. But the podcast is really great because he really master the podcast, like, as a platform idea, obviously, because he's really quick in getting things like trends and stuff like that. But the thing that he's able to do, he has so many listeners, and he has an ad at the beginning and an ad in the middle and an ad, and actually not in the middle, but like, he has those ads, and those ads generate so much revenue, and he's able to live the life that he wants to live and support it based on his podcast and the revenue from it, because he's able to put these ads in front of so many people. And that's so cool. That's so cool. 2018, when I found these podcasts, I would listen to them, like 2016 to 2018. They were like my just savior. I listened to them so much, and these podcasts made me so happy. Sorry, that's probably terrible on the mic. Oh, sorry. They made me so happy just because I could like listen to them and feel smarter as I was listening to them. And there we go. That's a lot better. I really, like, really, really, really love... Oh, I feel so much happier with more light on me right now. Really, really love these podcasts. I love Tim Ferriss' podcast, Jocko Willink podcast, of the Peter Attia podcast, Dr. Peter Attia. So good. Like, just make me feel so much smarter. Like, it's like eating a burger for your brain. Your brain loves it. But what I'm excited about is like, is being able to listen to them and feeling connected to the world. Like, it makes me feel so connected to like the apex of what's going on in the world. And that just, I love that. Cause like when I was in California, I would go whenever I could to just like go to these conferences and stuff at UCSD, and just feel like I was among people who were talking about things on the bleeding edge of society. And that's like my favorite thing ever. That is my favorite thing, to be a part of that, to be like facilitating that, or to be around that in whatever capacity. And fast forward to now, like linking that, the Google Nest over there that I have, I got it on sale for $19, and I just love that thing. I haven't really gotten a chance to use it to the max like I would have liked to use it back then. But so far, my small use testing, it's like really amazing. And I know it's existed for a while, but I just got it. Unfortunately, the unit I got was like covered in greasy fingerprints, and I was like, oh, that's just disgusting. But I love it because you can just ask it to start playing, and it's not seamless. It doesn't work perfectly at all, but like in theory, it's, and the sound is really good. And I just think that that's so futuristic and cool. And yes, this all links back to the Tim Ferriss podcast. So basically what I'm trying to say is like, I've listened to this for so long, for like 4 or 5 years now. And I'm like always wanting to do it. I'm like, no, I can't do it because this is my like self-talk, because like he's done so much and he's like accomplished so much that he's way ahead of me and doesn't let me just text this to one more person. Whoops, wrong thing. Someone's not asking, but like, I want more people to hear my stuff and to like be able to get in front of more people and talk to more people, because it makes me so happy. Like in high school, I was the one who would walk around just smiling at everyone, and I can't help it. Like, I have to say hi to people. I have to. So I love it, and I love being in front of people, and I love all of that. And so the Tim Ferriss podcast makes me so happy because it's like the cutting edge of what's like mental and going on in the world, and just like sharing it to help other people live better lives. I love that. So, and then on top of that, to be able to like potentially live a freer life by sharing stuff and talking and generating revenue from that, I want that so bad. So like, or not so, I don't want that so bad, but like that is what I want to accomplish, because it's just so cool that that's possible today. And it feels wrong to, well, it doesn't feel wrong to not do it. It just like, it's like I don't even know what I'm talking about. But it's like something that is a goal, I guess. And just have fun along the way. And like, this is where I feel my best, is talking and sharing stuff. It's truly where I feel at my best. And yeah, to be able to get sponsors for this podcast, or like, to just people listening to it, will make me so happy. Will make me happy enough. Not happy enough, but like, it will make me the happiest to just have people listening to this. And just, yeah, the fact that that's possible, I can just stream right now for free, literally free, and then upload it here on YouTube and upload it here. Like, hopefully there's no limit. But I don't want to even stop talking. Like, I want to keep going. I want to just keep talking. I love talking. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And just facilitate movement around the world, and like, seeing things and doing things, and not doing things, but like, seeing things and people and just going places. That's just, that's what I want to do. And talk, and to be able to do it through talking, and like, talking to people and books. And yeah, should I upload this to Facebook? But yeah, engineering and stuff, it's all so cool to me. Engineering. Like the designing and the to have a workshop to be able to do that stuff freely and have like the, yeah. That's like where I'm, the direction I'm heading, to do more stuff. That's all I want to do. And then it's down to anchor. Okay, cool. Yeah, I was just drawing a little like reminder of what to do next on here after this video gets published. I want to, well, obviously, like I said, put it on Anchor. And then Anchor is like Tim Ferriss podcast. That's the cool thing about Anchor. Like, it goes to every podcasting thing. And there's even, well, yeah, it goes to every podcasting thing. And that's just really cool. Without you having to do anything. Hopefully I didn't make it too long. If I did, I'm just going to like cut the last 30 minutes or split it up into multiple things. Oh, that's so cool. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Here's what I'll do. I'll end the stream and make it live or publish it just to see. And then I have to get to work on adding this to Anchor. Okay. Bye.